You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Cardinals baseball today on this Tuesday, the final day of May. Where is the summer going? I guess summer is on the horizon. Spring is in the rearview mirror. As we're talking Cardinals baseball today with Jennifer Langosch, as always. Jennifer, thank you so much for the time. And Jen, after slipping to the 500 mark briefly last week at 24-24, the Redbirds have won 3 of 4, and most recently a 6-0 win last night on Memorial Day against the Brewers. And Carlos Martinez, he frustrates and fascinates us, and last night he finally looked like the Carlos Martinez we saw in April after a dreadful first 5 starts of May. For Martinez on Monday, 8 scoreless, 8 Ks. So the question naturally becomes once again, what did he do last night that he was not doing in those first 5 starts of May?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday we saw him again emerge as a pitcher, not a thrower. And I think that's what we saw from him in May, was just kind of throwing without maybe just a lot of enough conviction. We saw him 0-5 with a 6-plus ERA through his first 5 starts in May. You know, yesterday after the game, he talked a lot about his focus, pitch-to-pitch focus, and kind of his mentality, and he really kind of emphasized the fact that he didn't feel like there were any physical adjustments he had to make after his poor start to May, but that there were mental adjustments he had to say, not only being focused kind of within innings and within the start, but also not letting a bad pitch here or there kind of let him unravel. So, I mean, the Carlos Martinez that we saw yesterday is the one that, you know, I do believe is in there, and I do believe can be there on a consistent basis. We saw him dazzle with, you know, hitting 100 on his 82nd pitch of the afternoon. We saw him throwing sinkers at 98 miles an hour. And when he can do that and mix in his off-speed pitches, he is as filthy as anybody that you will see. And I think what was especially important for the Cardinals, too, is you look at his start yesterday, capped a very strong turn through this rotation. And we've talked so much over these first 2 months of the season how this rotation has not lived up to expectations. So starting with Mike Leake's start in Washington last Thursday, 7 strong innings, 2 runs allowed, all the way through Martinez's 8 shutout innings yesterday. We saw 5 strong starts from these starting pitchers. And really, for the Cardinals, in order to make up ground in the NL Central and even in the wild card race, that's what they're going to need. They're going to need to stack those quality starts one upon another.
No question. Bounce back week for guys like Leake, Adam Wainwright, and Carlos Martinez as well. And Jennifer, regarding Martinez, I know that, you know, there's some guys, whether, you know, you could be a pitcher and maybe sometimes you fancy yourself as a big strikeout guy. And if you have that mentality and you try to strike everybody out, you get into trouble. It's the same thing with a hitter who might try to pull everything and they fancy themselves a home run hitter and then it screws up their swing. Is there any sort of element of that with Carlos Martinez where he goes out there thinking like, you know what, I should be striking out 11, 12 guys a start, and then that kind of gets in his head and it screws up his repertoire?
Yeah, and we really saw that from him early in his career. You know, particularly when he started out in a bullpen role, he could come out and just fire a 99, 100, 101 over and over and usually get through an inning without any trouble. What he learned as a young starter was that you can't just keep throwing heat like that. A guy will time it up. They'll know what to expect. And I think what we saw him do so well in April was mix in his off-speed pitches and throw those in counts where maybe in the past he would have tried to flare back and throw that 98 to 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So he can still throw it when he needs to, but we're also seeing him pull back a little velocity. And in turn, I mean, that's why we saw yesterday, not only did he match his season high with 8 strikeouts, but he also induced 3 double plays. So he has the ability to be a very versatile pitcher in that regard. It's just trusting his stuff. And, I mean, certainly the way Yadi navigates him through a start is a big help. And he trusts Yadi implicitly, and he'll tell you that any day of the week. But, yeah, it's trusting his pitches. It's using them in unique situations because he's got enough of them that he can go through and sequence hitters very differently one time to the next. And that's going to keep them off balance and certainly keep him ahead of the game.
And hopefully as we come on to June here, we'll see the Carlos Martinez from April where he had a 4-0 mark and a sub-2 ERA. Yesterday, definitely a bounce-back effort for him. Jennifer, on the offensive side of things, as you might have guessed, I have a soft spot in my heart for guys named Matt. The Cardinals have a lot of those guys in their lineup, one-third of their lineup, actually, as Mr. Carpenter, Holiday, and Adams are combined 9-for-13, 4 RBIs, and 5 runs scored. So a very important question I pose to you. Do these guys have any sort of Matt-centric nickname, or should they have a nickname, or is that just not something they really care about?
They don't care about it. I know the Twitterverse has tried, Mattimals. Yesterday I heard Saber Matrix. was the key to the Cardinals' offense this day. But, yeah, certainly when you look at impact bats in the lineup, I mean, you look at Matt Carpenter, the way he sets the tone as the leadoff hitter for this team. We've heard it for years. The Cardinals have preached that kind of as Matt Carpenter goes, so too goes this offense for the most part. Yesterday, obviously getting four hits, you're not going to do that every night out. But the way he grinds out at bats, the way he's able to get on base, and it sets up those run-scoring opportunities for the mass behind him, Matt Holliday, Matt Adams. You look at the month of May, that Matt Adams has had terrific. I mean, really positioned himself, from really a part-time bench player to now, for the most part, the everyday first baseman for this club, except for maybe against some tough lefties. And then with Matt Holliday in that three-hole where the Cardinals would like to keep him, we're seeing him drive balls again. We saw him crush a pitch 466 feet yesterday. So he still has the strength and the ability, I think, to be a very capable three-hole hitter, even at his age. But certainly a good sign here to see him three home runs in his last six games, six in the month of May. And if you look at his totals now, he's really on pace to hit almost 30 homers this year if he were to continue at this pace. And I think from a 36-year-old left fielder, you would take that production any day of the week.
Yeah, of course. It's been quite the season for the Cardinals offense and especially for the three Mets. And Jen, I want to throw two suggestions out in your direction. Be brutal. My first one is, instead of the TV show Mad Men, how about Matt Men? That was one of my ideas.
That's good.
All right. That's, I'm trying here. So my second one was maybe the Automatics, Matt with two T's, maybe not.
I might like that one a little bit better. Okay. I'll have to survey the clubhouse for you and get back to you to see if any of these can catch on.
Thank you. And if it does catch on, I will just, 2% royalties, I'd be thrilled with. So
I'll make sure that you get the credit.
Thank you. I know you got my back. I appreciate that. Well, moving forward, quite the holiday weekend for Stephen Piscotty. He hits the Cardinals' first grand slam of the season on Friday. Kind of surprising, given how many long balls they've had as a team so far this year. But the first granny against Max Scherzer on Friday. But then yesterday, not so good. He was out of action due to food poisoning. Is he feeling better? And should we expect to see him back in action tonight on Tuesday?
Yes, I would expect so. I haven't seen a lineup yet, but I would expect he actually lobbied to play on Monday. Unfortunately, he ate a burrito on Sunday night that didn't sit so well with him, so he did show up Monday morning a little weaker than usual after having a rough night there trying to digest that not-so-good burrito. But he was available off the bench on Monday, wasn't actually needed with the Cardinals' offensive output. They were able to give him a day off. I would expect him in there now. And really, when you look at the fact that he had also already sat on Sunday, that was a prescribed day of rest, was able to get the day on Monday. Stacking those days off isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially for a young player. Let's remember, this is his first full season in the major leagues with a workload that he's not been used to in the past. So being able to kind of buy him some days off, maybe not such a bad thing, but certainly I think he'll maybe be a little bit more careful now when he eats his burritos.
Yeah, I would say so. It's always the burrito that gets you, and unfortunately, I speak from experience on that. Let's definitely move on from that. A strange story, Jennifer, regarding Johnny Peralta. He had a setback in his injury rehab, and the article on Cardinals.com probably contained my favorite sentence I've read this entire baseball season, which said, quote, "Saturday was Peralta's birthday, but Cardinals manager Mike Matheny did not know whether Peralta was opening a birthday present." That just amused me to no end. Have we gotten to the bottom of this yet? How's he feeling?
He's doing okay. We still don't know if it was a birthday gift or not. He has not played since Friday. And unfortunately for Peralta and the Cardinals, he was nearing the end of his rehab assignment. Actually, the Cardinals had hoped he would play that weekend with the AA team in Springfield. They had hoped then that he'd join the AAA team in Memphis today, Tuesday, and then probably rejoin the Cardinals at home on Friday for the start of their series, a big series against the San Francisco Giants. That being said, he's now missed the last three games because of the stitches in his thumb. The Cardinals want to let those heal. And as of Monday evening, they weren't yet sure when he was going to take the field. So certainly a little bit of a delay there now in his rehab. So I'm not so sure we're going to see him for this homestand, this upcoming homestand. Mike Matheny, though, can kind of commiserate with Peralta. He actually shared the story that he had as a player. He actually did cut his finger as well on a birthday gift. The gift was actually a knife, and he was kind of sliding it back into the sheath. He sliced open his finger a week before the postseason. So he's been there. He's done that. And certainly when Peralta comes back, I think one of the first questions that we'll ask him is what he got for his birthday.
It better have been something good, to require stitches. And, if this is a setback for his injury rehab, I hope it was a very nice gift, because – What a way to, hurt yourself and to possibly set back your timetable for returning to the big leagues. But that is a question we certainly have to get to the bottom two, no question there. And Jennifer, to wrap up here, two more games at Miller Park and then a very brief homestand, all of three games through the weekend with the Giants coming to town before the Cardinals are right back on the road, Road Warriors, this team lately. Some things that you're keeping your eye on for these next six or seven games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting schedule here in June. You look at the June schedule, the Cardinals are playing only 10 home games, which normally you would say might not work in their favor, but this is a team that has actually played better on the road this year, so we'll see if that trend can continue. Obviously, the Giants series is a big one. Then you look at road series later in the month against both the Pirates and the Cubs, two teams they're trying to catch in the NL Central. I think the other thing that stands out is beginning this Thursday, the Cardinals are going to have five off days in a span of 22 days, so which is very unusual to have that many congested off days together. Where that can be a plus, of course, for the Cardinals is that they can rest what's been a very weary bullpen because of so many short starts in the month of May. They can get that bullpen back to full strength. And two, with the starting pitchers, you can either build in rest for all of them, or if there's any issues with one guy or another, there's the possibility of skipping starts maybe to allow for extra work on the side. So there's going to be some flexibility in what they can do with the roster. Again, a lot of time this team is going to spend on the road, and I think by the end of it, certainly leading up to the All-Star break, they'll have a good feel for their position within the National League, within the National League Central, and then how that sets up maybe to affect their trade deadline activity.
No question there. The five off days are going to be incredibly valuable as the Mercury will hit unforeseen heights as we enter June and July, and the dog days of summer are not too far away. Jennifer Langosch, always a pleasure. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.